Okay, so it's better now? Oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay. So, Kunti revealed that she had the mantra. And Pandu said, well, if I'm going to have, you know, children by the devas, the first one should be Dharma, because Dharma is the root of civilization. So they called on Dharma, who's also called Yama. So see, it isn't that Yama left his post. Vidura was a portion of Yama. That's because Yama, Vidura was already on the earth. So how's that? Was it Vidura shows up? No. So Dharma, Yama, they came. One explanation, you know, because they call him Dharma or Yama. Like Yama is the more fierce form. And he's scary. He's the yawning mouth of death that swallows all things, you know. He's kind of scary. But, you know, there's been devotees that have had near-death experiences. And then he looks nice. Yeah, he says, what are you doing here? So Dharma is the upholder of religion. He's not scary. You know, Dharma is what makes the world function. It's what makes the world work. It makes the world go round. Dharma makes the world go round. So Dharma is not a scary personality. I just don't want to, you know, because some people might get confused, you know, Dharma, Yama, you know, who's who and what's going on. Why they use different names alternately. I mean, Yama also upholds Dharma by punishing those who don't follow, you know, those who are in that cyclical world of action and reaction. When you, you know, take on a guru or you get diksha, you know, that ceases, that world. Karma, you know, and, you know, V-karma and all that, no more. It ceases, and everything that happens is Krishna. So that's a different story for devotees. We're a bit beyond that, in a sense. I mean, it's Krishna's interacting in our world. It's not these things of cause and effect. So then, you know, to uphold the Dharma, he said, we need strength. So first, you know, she called Dharma. Dharma came. She gave birth to the son, Yudhisthira. In those days, they would give the name based on astrology. Yudhisthira means fixed in combat, steady. Yudha means war or fighting. Yudhisthira is fixed. And he was always fixed. Like his consciousness was solid. His mind was really powerful. And then, so they had the first son. Now one is not enough. one is not enough. So they decided, you know, Dharma is good, but to uphold Dharma, you need strength. So Vayu is the strong. She's the strongest. You know, there was a contest of all the devas. They were saying, you know, all the devas that inhabit the body. They're saying, you know, which one of us is the most important? So different ones would lose their function, you know. And the man, the deva for the sight would leave, and then the man would be blind. And the deva for the speech would leave, and then he couldn't talk. And Vayu said, I'll leave, because he's the life air, you know. And then Everyone's dead. And all the gods, they got yanked out of the body. Just like how pegs get yanked out of the ground by a horse. All the gods got yanked out of the body. So Vayu, he was the strongest. And there's other stories of his feats. But so they called Vayu. So Vayu came. He rides on a deer. Black Renku deer. It's a special kind of deer. The yogis, they sit on it. Because the smell the snakes don't like. So if you sit on it. Because, you know, you're doing the yoga and samadhi. And the snake will come. It might bite you. If you're in samadhi, you don't know. You know, you just... you don't know, scare away a snake or whatever. So they put the deer skin down so the snake don't bite. So that... and then they wrap it around their body when they travel. That's what they used to do. You know, those were back in the day. Now you don't see too many brahmacharis walking around with deer skin these days. Although some Mayavadi people try and imitate, but it's it's a little different. So the Vayu came, and then Bhima. That's how Bhima was born. And then so the story. This is a famous story. So, you know, Kunti had baby, you know, Yudhisthira and baby Bhima, and they were living in the mountains at the time. There's a lot of cliffs. They were in this big mountain. Huge mountain. And so Kunti had, you know, baby Bhima. And then she heard a loud sound and it frightened her. And she dropped him. Not only that would be too bad, but, you know, these cliffs are, you know, some are no wider than the back of your hand, you know. So it's like, woo, the path, you know, it's no wider than the back of your hand, you know. It's like, whoa, man, the baby fell. Woo. And they heard this big crash, and she went down, and he landed on the peak of a mountain, and he split the mountain. And he's just sitting there. So that's Bhima. He was strong from the beginning. Can only imagine when they give him the Nagaras. So then you know, Pandu was thinking, and in the Mahabharata, is the logic that he used. So we have dharma, and we have strength. So we need a devotee, someone who's a bhakta. So guess who he chose? Of all people, Indra. So that should give you a clue. Those, you know, a lot of people, they bash him. And they're sitting up on the Vyasasana and they're saying, oh, Indra this, Indra that, he's in Maya, Govardhan Hill, this and that. And Pandu, he's thought, and Pandu is a great, I mean, he actually reincarnated in Gauralila. So he's an eternal associate of Krishna, you know. And he thought, oh, devotee, Indra. So Indra is he's easy to please and hard to please at the same time. It depends. But they wanted to make sure. So what they did was they just to make sure, because they could summon him, but they wanted to get his good graces, let's say. So they did a vow that they would stand on one foot for a year and not eat during the stand on one foot and not eat during the sunrise. During the sun, while the sun was in the sky. For a whole year, they did like that. And then they said the mantra, and Indra came, and he was very happy. So then he gave him a son, you know. And he was so powerful. That's, you know, when Arjuna was born, all the devas, they came. So, I mean, you know, Arjuna is, I mean, he fought with Shiva. He's very powerful. So they said all these, you know, blessings. All the devas came from the sky and they said blessings and showered flowers and said that he'd be a great hero and defeat all kinds of enemies and all kinds of things. And so that was pretty amazing, you know. And then Pandu went to her again and said, I want another. And once Pandu went to Kunti again, he said, I want more. And she said, no, I won't do that again. So he said, okay, you teach the mantra to Madri. She's jealous, actually, because you're having babies and she's not. And Kunti said, no, I won't give her the mantra. He said, fine, then call and then have the Deva go to her. He said, I'll only do it once. So she said, okay. So Madri thought, and she said, Ashvinis. Those are twin gods. Those two. They're the sons of Surya. There's a whole story behind them, but in brief, what it is Surya had a wife. The thing is that he was very bright. He's Surya, you know? He's like, his effulgence was so bright that she was disturbed. So because she was a goddess, she separated her own self from her shadow called Chaya. And he said, you stay with Surya, but he's too much for me. So she went and became a horse to hide from him. And so Surya had two children with her, Shani and Yama. those were the children that he had with Chaya, with Shani and Yama. So they're actually both dark skin, because it was the shadow. And then the children that he had with his actual wife, she was a horse. So he actually changed himself into a stallion and came down, because she turned into a mare. And so he became a stallion. And then what he did was he had Vishwakarma cut some of the flare off of him. So he was less bright. So apparently there was a time when the sun was, I think it was twice as bright. And then it got less. Now it's less hot and less bright than it was. And so then because she could tell. So then she was with him again, and then they had the Ashvinis. Those are the two sons. They're actually physicians. They're gods of medicine. But Ashri means horse. That's why they're called Ashvini. Because she was a mare and he was a stallion when they had the children. So they're called Ashvini. And sometimes they draw them with a horse's head, but they're supposed to be extremely beautiful. And I don't know if, maybe they sometimes they can take that form, but I don't think, you know, they always have a horse's head. So the Ashvinis came, and so then Madri had two sons, Nakula and Sahadev. So that's the five Pandavas, Yudhisthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadev. So they all had, Sahadev was the more Kshatriya-like. Nakula was handsome. Nakula thought he was the more beautiful. of the twins. And Sahadev was very brave. One time, there's the story of Krishna and the Shishupal, right? So Shishupal, he's making fun of Krishna, you know. And Sahadev stepped forward and he drew his sword. And he put out his foot. He was standing on one foot, and he put his foot out in front of him. And he said, anybody that doesn't agree with our choosing Krishna, you put your foot, put your head, the end of my foot, and then so I can have a good way to cut it off. So he, there's another part where he said, if anybody, he says, everyone here talks about Dharma, but it's, if even if it isn't our Dharma to get our kingdom back, this is after the exile. He said, everyone here is talking about Dharma, but even if it isn't the right to get our kingdom back, then to hell with that. We deserve our kingdom back, and I will go and get it, even if it's against. See, he was passionate, Sahadev. So those are Nakula and Sahadev. That's how they were born, and all the Pandavas. So, you know, they were raised there, and they grew for some time. There was, you know, Nakula and Sahadev were kind of small, and Pandu raised them, you know, all the boys, you know, they would go travel around, and he kind of taught them Kshatriya things. I guess that's a good place to stop, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because then there's the how Pandu died.